Welcome back, guys. My name is Kami Bass, and in the first episode, I read through the fictional stories, and I explained a little about them. Now, let's get into today's episode. Good morning and or afternoon. My name is Kami Bass. I am here to read all the fictional stories that I have written. The name of the podcast is Reading Fictional Stories That I Wrote, and the genre of this podcast is fiction. In this episode, I will be explaining the process of each story and what has came to me and how I handled it. I will explain what I did in each story as well. I will try to explain as much as I can. In the last episode, I was going to read a story that I wrote but didn't have time for called TikTok. I didn't have time for any other story, so I didn't read it. But it is in this episode, though. In today's episode, I will be explaining what I did in each story, tell you my process of each story, and I will explain everything that has ever come to face me. Some stories I couldn't even begin because I didn't know how to start them. The first story I would like to explain is one sentence. I explained in the last week's episode how you start with one sentence and work based on that sentence. It can be hard for certain people, and it can create the story. The sentence that was given to me was, I was walking down the street when suddenly I heard a loud crash. The sentence started as a clue for me to write the piece. Another story that I was going to read in last week's episode is called TikTok. This story was influenced by a clock, inspiration clock, as I like to think. But this process is a little long. I first had to write this story, 6 pages. I know, it's a bad number. I wrote it by hand first. Then typed it up, edited it, and fixed all the errors. I didn't let other people read my story, and I got great comments, which I will not read to you. I wrote the story based on a loving family, a only loving father who was recently divorced a few years before, and tried to help his daughter. As years went by, he turned cruel and harsh and looked for his missing daughter until one day he had killed her by mistake and he kept looking for her. Amanda went to the mansion and was killed trying to see what was going on. Tragic, I know, but it's what inspired me to write this piece. But when Amy walked inside this mysterious mansion, she had helped Amanda and saved everyone else who could have potentially died. Anyway, I think this is all the time that I have for today. I will speak to everyone again with a special episode for next week. Have an amazing month of March. A conversation between two best friends, Amy and Amanda, and one of them is with the spy police officers and is also a detective. Yeah, it's a detective. Amanda is with
Amanda is the spy police officer where Amy, her civilian friend, doesn't know about it. But until she realizes that her best friend is now her partner.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
Doing well, but I'm not allowed to talk to you. My parents won't let me.
Why won't your parents let me talk to you?
I don't know. I guess my parents don't want me to talk to you anymore.
I'm not for sure what they want me to do.
Are you sure? I'm gonna miss talking to you, Amanda.
Amanda?
What's wrong?
Amanda!
I'm sorry. My parents just got to me.
I thought that something happened to you.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I had to worry you. But you know who Sophia is, right?
The one who always bullies you,
no matter what you do or anyone else is doing in the time of day.
Unfortunately, Sophia and I used to hang out. She claims that she doesn't do drugs. But the next day, I saw her getting high off of some weed and getting doped up with some enhanced drugs.
That's bad. Well, thank you for that info. Now it should be about justice.
Why? What did she do?
Well, Sophia tortured her little sister, raped her best friend, and has beaten up some of her friends.
How can you possibly know all that stuff? Are you a police officer or a detective?
I just happen to be both. And since I work with the government, they told me everything that Sophia did. And also, to that, I'm a spy on top of it.
And why didn't you tell me this in the first place?
Because I needed to know the information that Sophia did the drugs and the weed. Plus, I don't know if I could even trust you. I might even recommend you for our agency.
I want to be with you, please.
I can even be a spy with you, and you can even tell your boss that. I'm giving the reference to my boss now. So if I don't respond in the next few minutes, then I am probably talking with my boss. So I have good news.
What is it?
You now have a job at my work. You are a spy, police officer, and detective.
Wow, I'm surprised.
Thank you. I guess I'll see you tomorrow. See you tomorrow, partner. After what just happened, Amanda and Amy have been together for what seems like 3 years, and now they're partners for 10 years. So they have been together for 13 years. In a virtual game, two players has crossed paths, and what you just read is what just happened. Amy and Amanda are now together until one fearful day, Amanda got severely injured. Cliffhanger, guys. That is something that you want. If that's something that you want me to finish, then I'll finish it for you guys.
In the next episode, I will be talking about recommendations for fictional stories. I will talk about why I did slightly, but also give you advice.
I will also do a special episode for you as well, so be on the lookout for it as you wait for the very next episode. Thank you. This next story I wrote is called Amanda and Amy Talking. I wrote this on my own time. I believe before my senior year. I wrote this because I was bored, and we all know when we write, when we are bored, we don't know where it might go. I wanted to do something since I was bored, but the process is very easy. The process is writing the names, putting the colons next to the name, and write what they are saying. Thank you for listening. Have an awesome last day of March. Thank you.